ma'am.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Can you just give me one moment? My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be the panel chairman for your hearing. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Just give me a moment. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
James William Baer, 160667.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision?
Yes, sir.
This is a hearing regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 17, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. So CO3 called me in his office and asked me if I wanted to come to the meeting.
Thank you, sir. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights was that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir. I was never given any form of rules.
Well, so with all due respect, all I can say is that you signed the notification of the board hearing on November 17, 2017, and what it stated was that you have the right to hire an attorney to represent you, but you don't have the right to a state-appointed attorney. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Great. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. Today we're authorized for a two-member panel. So with me is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne. We'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Baer and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Baer, when I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they're true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take the testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions in your first phase. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Now, again, to clarify, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision with a separate vote, and then phase two decides if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition 13P, as demonstrated by you being in possession of children's toys on or about October 31st, 2017. Mr. Baer, is this true or false?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition 13G, as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from accessing any chat rooms, social networking websites, or websites that cater sex offenders or sex offender behavior on or about October 31st, 2017. Mr. Bear, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number three, violation of condition 13H, as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from viewing, purchasing, possessing any pornography, sexually stimulating material products, or entering into any adult establishment of any kind on or about October 31st, 2017. Mr. Bear, is this true or false?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Bear's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Just 1 second, Mr. Bear, and we'll continue with the second phase of your hearing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Just 1 second. We're going to move to the second phase of your hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Bear was released from DOC custody on October 12th of 2017. He was arrested on October 1st of 2017 the electronic monitoring unit on a tech violation. It was returned back to custody that same day with zero gone days with a community supervision end date of February 14th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, failure to register a sex offender, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2001, molestation of a child, 10 years. And 2016, add name change for a sex offender, 2 years, 3 months. He's had two terms from DOC, has a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 3, and get the substance abuse score. And a substance abuse score of 1. There is no STG or gang information noted, other than he's a skinhead general. And that's what it states on AIMS. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS tech violator, revoked. He has a moderate disciplinary history with refusals to work, sex contact, and fighting noted. He has a community risk score of a G5V5, and he is a level 3 registrable notifiable sex offender with dangerous crimes against children cited in court docs.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Bear. It looks like that you were released with no approved residence. You were eventually approved to reside with your uncle, William Ness, located at 1325 South Pomeroy, Mesa, Arizona. You never reported any other verifiable place of residence, so is that where you lived the entire time that you were on community supervision?
Yes, I was homeless for a little over a week, and the name on the paper is wrong. The last name of my uncle is wrong.
Oh, what is it, sir?
It's Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's William Jensen.
Yes, sir.
Is there, can we make that correction in as much that, I don't
see any problem with that, other, you can probably change that image for this answer.
Thank you, sir. It looks like you reported employment at Denny's in Tempe.
Yes, sir.
You're working there as a cook, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask a quick question of my community corrections officer here for just 1 second. Mr. Osborne, I don't know if I kind of mix up the dates, but his release and arrest date. What were those dates again? It looked like October 1st was when he was brought back into custody, but when did he start?
Yes, October 12th.
October 12th, and he was arrested when?
November 1st.
Okay, so it was a very short period of time.
Very short.
Thank you. Okay, back to you, Mr. Bear. We have some programming notes that you were assigned for drug testing with the color navy. You submitted one UA that was negative, which we commend you for. And that you were provided the referrals for sex offender treatment. Were you able to follow up with any of those referrals, sir?
It stated in the violation that I was given the information on my orientation, which is not true. I didn't get my material until like 2 weeks into my parole. I was given the paper for referral for SO treatment. And I contacted one place, but I was waiting to get a job first because I had no money to pay for any of the treatments.
Just one second.
They barely got food stamps.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Were you getting along with your parole officer, sir?
As far as I know, I was. I hardly see my parole officer.
There's some notes in here about some differences of opinion on your curfew requirements. Were there some problems there?
That was with parole officer Vu. It's when I went in, I got my job at Denny's, and I went in to see my parole officer. He wasn't there, so I saw Vu. And last time I was on parole, back in 09, I worked for Waffle House. I worked graveyard for Waffle House. And they just went ahead and kept my lockdown time while I was at work. Well, when I went to see Boo, I was tired, I was irritable, and I overreacted, I lost my cool. I apologized to him, I saw Supervisor Prada, he explained to me that I can't have my lockdown time while I'm at work, I have to be locked down other than my 8 hours at work. So once I cooled down, I apologized to Boo, and I went back, I started work, you know.
Well, sir, let me ask you a question, Mr. Bear, and it is with respect to the sensitivities of your status as a registrable sex offender. I'm not a counselor, but it would seem that sometimes looking at a wide variety of different types of cases, that it's almost like dealing with an individual that has any other form of addiction. So are you having, I guess what I'm asking is like addiction issues regarding sexual imagery, etc.
One thing I want to say is he's in my charge from 2001. I was convicted in 97 or 98. And it was attempted, not molestation. It was attempted. As a plea bargain I signed, it was attempted molestation of a child, not molestation of a child. It's attempted. I was 16 when I caught my case. I revoked my probation in 2001, my lifetime probation. I revoked it. I asked to go to prison. I judged Elizabeth Areola. She sent me to the Department of Correction for 10 years. I did my time. I got out on parole. The parole officer I had in Mesa, me and him did not get along from the get-go. I got violated on that. And I never seen a parole board. I ended up going to the state hospital for the SVP packet. I won my case in Phoenix, in the court. I went to SVP court and I won it. I ruled non-SVP. I got out. Anyways, I have addiction with porn, but the girls I was talking to, I was at home after work, I was bored. It's not like I was going out meeting random girls on the streets having sex. I was talking to girls online. Okay, I admit I messed up. When I went to the parole office, on the 1st of November, when I saw Scott Fleischman, at first he was going to sanction me put me on house arrest for a month, take my phones, confiscate my phone, which he did, told me I had to get a dummy phone. I couldn't leave my house unless I was going to work. And then 10 minutes into the conversation, going through my phone, he saw the girl I was talking to. He decided to violate me. I was working. I was doing everything I was supposed to. Yeah, I messed up. I went on POF. I know it's a violation of my parole. I know I'm not supposed to do that. I can't say I didn't do it because I did. I got caught doing it. I'm not denying I did it. I'm just asking for a chance to get back out. My family, my grandfather is 89 years old. My uncle's 60. The goal was me to help my family with the house. You know, I got a good job. I was making $13 an hour at Denny's. I lost that job. You know, I just wanted a chance to get out and not finish my time in here. You know, if the board sees fit to let me back out, I would be very appreciative. I only have to the 23rd of January to finish my parole.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to take some further information from our community corrections officer, Mr. Bear. Yes, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to point out that as it does state in the criminal notes, along with just within the warrant, in the follow-up sections and the narratives, he also had, I have Dan Preda on hold if you wish to call him about anything. He's available.
Okay.
He's saying he didn't get his sex offender treatment information for 2 weeks. And also, just also wanted to note that it does state that he had a picture of his penis on his screenshot on his phone, and he was contacting this female on Facebook, asking them about their children, also how their children were at the same time. So, and that's from the notes that I gathered this information, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. I don't think that call will be necessary, but we'll keep it in check. Thanks,
Thanks,
sir.
On Facebook?
No. I was talking about contact with your parole officer, but what were you saying about Facebook?
He mentioned Facebook.
Yes, sir.
The person I reached out to was a girl I went to school with who knows my offense. I mean, you guys are acting like I can't have anything to do with kids at all. You know,
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board member, our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, if he has any questions for you. Dr. Wright.
No, sir, I do not, sir.
Okay, Mr. Bear, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I would just like a second chance, you know, prove myself. Like I said, a little over a month to do on parole. I would like a chance to be out there for Christmas with my family and show that I can be an active member of society.
Thank you, Mr. Bear. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just remain on the phone, because we operate under the open meeting laws of Arizona, we will come back to you shortly with a decision. Thank you, Mr. Bear. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Board Chairman, this is an unfortunate case in as much that I recognize that Mr. Bear is dealing with some issues, certainly issues that I'm not qualified to make commentary on the side of counseling, but it certainly sounds like an ongoing struggle with him. I think at issue, without taking some sort of highly judgmental position, and we're certainly not here to retry new charges or to retry old charges for that matter, but it does sound like that based on Mr. Bear's disposition, that community supervision was not working out for him. And I'm not, especially with so little time left, I'm really not finding him suitable for community supervision. I'm thinking he may be better off just completing his time and coming out so that he can, you know, short of his need to follow the registration, which he'll need to do, but be able to pursue his own interests without community supervision upon his release date. But that's the way I'm seeing it, and certainly open to your input.
Well, I agree with you. I think that there comes a time when it's best to want to complete, and then he won't have to deal with his parole officer, as you said, with registration, and that's something different, but he won't have to deal with the parole officer, and so he won't have that problem to deal with. He'll be on his own, and I agree with you, sir.
Okay, so then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. That is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3688, our discussion with Mr. Bear, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Bear was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse for Colloids or Company, in as much that he was in violation of his conditions, reference to possession of children's toys, social networking sites, and possessing pornography or sexually stimulating material in violation of his conditions, and that is my motion.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Bear, according to the dates we've been provided, your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about February 14, 2018, which is a bit more than 2 months away.
I have a question.
1 second, sir. I want to complete the motion here. We certainly encourage you to pursue any programming that's available inside the Department of Corrections for the remainder of your prison sentence and put together a plan for your safe transition to the community. It sounds like that you have family support out there, the ability to be gainful, and we wish you a productive return to society. But you had a question? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, like last time I violated parole, they sent me to the state hospital. Is that
going
to happen again?
That doesn't seem to be any condition that we're here for today. You're having a standard revocation hearing.
Well, okay, well, I didn't have, even have a revocation hearing. I just want to make sure I don't want to get blindsided.
No. That's a fair question. But no, we're here for a revocation hearing that's very specific to the charges on your warrant. And we have stated your release date, which is February 14th, 2018.
Okay, so there's no new charges. This is a revocation of parole?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.